Effectively, if a parent brought a sick child to one of the NIDOC outlying centres out of hours, so anytime between 6 p.m. and midnight, effectively what they can expect is the doors to be locked because the NIDOC driver and doctor are likely to be out at a job or a call to another sick patient. So, I mean, it's going to have a very real effect to those people in those four outlying centres. And, you know, it's a real erosion to the NIDOC service as we currently know it.
The importance of any service is that it's consistent and reliable. Would the fear be that people would lose faith and stop interacting with NIDOC if that sense of reliability was not there?
I think what's more sinister about it is that it's likely that the HSE will use as an opportunity to further dismantle the NIDOC service. Obviously, as money gets tight within the health service, they're going to make political decisions about what the priorities are. And I believe that it's the thin end of the wedge, potentially, for the GP out of hours services as we currently know it.
But from your members' perspective, you would also contest that this is against the Croke Park Agreement.
Our people have protections on the Croke Park Agreement, so this isn't about terms and conditions of employment. You know, really, our people want to continue to provide the service that they were employed to do. I'm confident that this won't get much light because it is a breach of the Croke Park Agreement and it's probably illegal under the equality legislation in the state. But really, the question needs to be asked, what are the HSE playing at and what are their priorities?